This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you this hour by our friends at the Energy of North Dakota. You know, oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. You got that, right? And through our abundance of talents and innovations and technologies, energy responsibly produced here translates to worldwide economic stability. It's important what they're doing here. Producers and communities work together, secure a sustainable future, and then generation after generation builds on that. It's all happening right here with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. We were not able to secure any time with Senator Hoeven today, but I just asked before the show, so it was sort of a last-minute deal. I only did because I'm reading all these reports of how this deal is falling apart, and he's on the committee, so we want to find out. We'll try and do that tomorrow. Find out what's going on with the border security deal. It's showdown time right now because, as he told us last week, they really need the deal now so they have enough time to vote on it before, you know, to post it before they vote on it and all the procedural things they do in the Congress on this border security deal. So we got to do that. I want to spend a little time on the workforce thing this hour. I touched on it a little bit last hour and want to spend as much time as possible and just dream a little bit. Just dream a little bit about the possibilities. So I shared a story with you that a number of states around the country, cities and states actually, have used cash incentives. And I gave you a couple of examples about that. April Baumgarten wrote a story in the Sunday Forum newspapers about this. And so, you know, that prompted the discussion, would we want that? And evidently there's a provision in the Constitution that wouldn't allow that necessarily, you know, specifically offering money to draw workers possibly could be unconstitutional. But is that a good idea anyway? I don't know. Seems, as somebody said last hour, you're going to get people for the wrong reason, chasing a, you know, $5,000 signing bonus or something like that. Other people said, leave that to the, you know, the employers themselves need to decide that. What could we do? I've often thought the best way to do this is a friends and family program. You know, we did some work for Polar tank trailers, and the folks at Polar, they have two service centers in North Dakota, Williston and Killdeer, and they were in need of workers like so many people. And we specifically asked folks, say, if you know somebody that does this, here's what they could get there. Well, they immediately hit their targets. And largely it came from us talking to North Dakotans about recruiting friends and family for specific jobs. Because I think we're the most passionate about it. If we have a loved one that we want to have closer to us, grandkids closer to us, people we know as friends or whatever, we're going to be the best recruiters, right? So maybe I have some, I don't know, prize for the person that recruits the most, or make a year-long effort where you really kick this off and get some things going. Kind of fun. Something like that. So that's my contribution. Now I want yours. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. A couple people wanted to weigh in on topics from last hour. Pretty much anything goes here. So give us a call. The other issue we need to solve is cows tooting. So I said cows tooting was a problem, at least if you are a proponent of the new Green Deal. They don't like cows tooting. And somebody said cows don't toot. What? Texter here says cows and cattle most definitely toot. I've been around them for years. especially lactating milk cows. All right? He used the F word, though. He didn't use the toot word. I'm going to stick to the toot word here on the program just to try and, you know, keep it out of Howard Stern territory. You know what I'm saying?
All good.
Yeah, but farmers, ranchers, school me up here. Who's right on this? We have a tooting controversy here. Not good. Not good. Okay, let's get to the phones. 800-228-0550. Lots to talk about today. Craig in Minot, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you today?
Good. You know, I hear, you know, this looming government shutdown, you know, and I think we all get it. I hope we all get it. But why does it have to be a government shutdown? Why can't it be where no senator or House of Representative person leaves Washington until they have a settlement? Why is it always on the worker? Why can't they grunt the front of this? They don't go home until it's something solved. I bet we'd probably have a solution by Thursday so they can go home this weekend.
Good idea. Yeah, the government shutdown would be no member of Congress gets paid and no member of Congress leaves the Capitol until we got a deal.
That I bet it would be solved by Thursday in time for them to catch their flights out Thursday night.
We could maybe, like, roll in some cots, get some bags, boxes of potato chips, bologna sandwiches, you know, bottles of water. We'd be humane about this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and we don't want hardships on anyone, but let's get it done. You know, I think the American people, the longer this goes, it's like, come on, you guys. And, you know, and I heard that is Senator Hovind going to be on tomorrow?
We're working on it. Yeah, he's been coming on regularly to update us on this, and we thought maybe later in the week when they got everything all buttoned down, but now it sounds like things are unraveling a little, so we're trying to get him a little sooner, hoping for tomorrow.
Sure. Maybe run that by him. I'm sure that's all been suggested, but, I mean, common sense has to play in here somewhere.
Sounds good. I agree with you, Craig. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
Yep, my
800-228-0550. You can text me, too, by the way. It's 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Is it Braden or Brandon?
It's Brandon.
Brandon, got it. Brandon, how are you?
Not too bad. So I'm talking about Senate Bill 2315.
Yeah, Brandon's in Minot today. Senate Bill 2315, what bill is that? What is it?
Yeah, that is the no trespassing bill that's currently proposed. It's kind of been sidetracked right now on the down low what the current status of that is, but pretty much says that all land will be no trespassing if this is passed. It's being sold as a property rights issue that they shouldn't have to post it in order to keep people off their land. I would say that it's more of an anti-hunter bill and also an anti-landowner bill also, because a lot of the people that do not care that people are on their land or they do not want to be bothered are going to be the most affected people if this bill passes, because they're going to get multiple calls and visits at their door that they currently don't want and are currently avoiding by not posting their land. And I would say that this is going to be the biggest problem during harvest for farmers. When they're the busiest, you know, they're not going to want to answer phone calls, get knocks on the door, get interrupted in the field. I just think that the status quo is working and that trespassers are going to be trespassers no matter what. Reasoning of using DAPL protesters as a reason to pass this bill is also, I don't think, very valid, because those protesters are going to break the law no matter what. Whether it's no trespassing or not, you know, those trespassers and those protesters, you know, are going to break the law no matter what the North Dakota law is. And we've seen that in Minnesota, in Texas, Louisiana. And, you know, I just have a big concern for rural communities and the income that they get from out-of-state hunters, in-state hunters. And then the impact of the game and fish. Right now, they're self-funded. If this bill passes and there's less hunters in North Dakota spending money, we're going to have to get money from the general fund to pay for the game and fish. And
I just don't see it quite as dire as you do. I think that with a little bit of effort on the part of hunters, whether it through one of these electronic means now, there's apps and different things that are out there, or just a good old-fashioned, you know, hey, I want to hunt on somebody's land, so I want to get to know them and and maybe I have a place to go every year then. And, you know, there isn't necessarily a lot of hassle in that, other than the first time you get to know them and then you ask, then you got a place to go. I mean, and that's how a lot of people do it anyway. I've heard from them on this program. So wouldn't that solve it, Brennan?
It would in some cases. But like I said before, there's a lot of landowners who just don't want to be bothered. They don't care. There's also different hunting, like waterfowl hunting and predator hunting, where the animals move day to day. And in order to ask permission, you're going to be asking during the harvest season, bothering farmers, and it's going to be kind of a burden on them to ask that. And there's a lot easier ways that we can to solve this problem. We can make trespassing a harsher fine. We also can make it easier to post. You know, paint the edges of the posts as a paint and then as posting. You know, make posting easier for farmers. So
interesting ideas. Thank you, Bernard. Appreciate your insight on this. That is one that has definitely caused a bit of a stir in this legislative session. And my sense is it's going to be tough to pass. I don't know, but that's my sense from the discussions we've had so far. But I don't think the burden ought to be on landowners myself. More coming up.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lemoore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and farm retirement equipment auctions in Wishick, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Toll free telephone number to weigh in today, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can also text me at 701-367-2054. Tomorrow at the K-Fire Agri International. Hope that's on your docket for tomorrow and Wednesday as well. Come on by the Bismarck Event Center. Great event. A lot of fun. Just fun to see you all. I'll be there tomorrow morning, so come on by to start the day tomorrow and say hello. to us right there at the kind of the center of the action. So looking forward to that. CJ's here from DAC Diesel. Tell us what he's up to today. What you working on, CJ?
Well, just finishing up a full in-frame overhaul. I got one of my guys working on a transmission right now, and we got a few other smaller issues on some big trucks we're taking care of, so it's just busy, busy. Never slows down over here. Plus, we got the snow to deal with and the cold, so it sometimes it slows us down a little bit, you know, getting trucks in and out of the shop. So that's another thing we got to deal with today.
And is the cold, and it's been extraordinarily cold, obviously a little tougher than normal, but is it is that more likely you're going to get a breakdown, or more challenging, more breakdowns more likely in cold weather is what I'm trying to say?
Yep, absolutely. You know, it's one of these things, you know, like with the big trucks, when you park them outside overnight, everything gets cold. So, like, your O-rings on your air valves and, you know, different things like that. I see a lot where, you know, you can't get the truck started. So you go to air up the truck just so you can release brakes to get it in, and then your air valves aren't working. Or the other thing is truck's gelling up. You know, it's one of these things. A lot of times the truck won't gel up if you have it in a nice warm shop. You start it up, drive it in the road, you got enough warm fuel going back to your fuel tanks where they won't gel up on you. But with the cold, you know, a fuel that worked great for you, you know, all the way up till now, and, you know, you never had an issue, so you thought, well, I don't need to go and park the truck inside, or, you know, I got the shop full today or whatever, so I'm not going to park it inside. I'll just plug it in tomorrow. I'll be fine, and then the truck's gelled up. A lot of guys, they don't understand, you know, what exactly happened here, but it's just, that's what it is. You know, the cold just affects everything all the way across the board. You know, like I said, brakes, engines, even transmissions not wanting to shift because it's so cold, the fluid doesn't want to move.
Man, so, any of those issues plaguing you, it sounds like you better get on the phone to the crew at DAC Diesel, and CJ will get you taken care of it. They're working on rigs from all across the region, so they're in Bismarck,
Yep. But
it's worth the drive to come on in and have them take care of what you need done. 701-258-5011, online at DACDiesel.com. Have a great day, sir.
Yes, you too. Thank you, Scott.
You bet. 701-258-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Okay, texter says, I had a conversation with Senator Eberle, and in a nutshell, the trespassing law is being reworked. Here are some things being considered. All private property is considered closed to all activities. However, it will provide a hunting exception. So that means all those folks who trespass, who are not hunting, must get permission to enter all land, even if it's not posted, which it sounds like these folks are asking now. A color-coded map by an app would be available to all those wanting to hunt. Green would indicate land open to hunting. Other trespass would still be in violation of our property rights. Green would be the default color for those who don't care if people hunt their land and don't want to bother listing their land on a database, like a non-resident landowner. Yellow is for landowners to register their land if they're willing to let hunters in with permission. The data would need to be secure and confidential, but they would have to share their name and contact information. It would take away the hunter argument of can't find anyone home, or land is far from a farmstead and we don't know who it belongs to. The landowner could have a combination of all colors. Red would be lands closed to hunting. Not perfect, but certainly takes the noise out of the most common complaints hunters have. Hope the whole map turns red. I don't think this is a hard thing for hunters to understand, is it? I think hunters in North Dakota recognize the private property rights of a landowner and the value in a relationship with that landowner to continue to hunt on it. I understand some may say, well, you know, you're going to put the onus back on the hunter, but how should the onus not be on someone that wants to enter somebody's land? You know, I don't know. It's my take. Facebook message says, cows don't pass gas from behind. That is why they bloat. When they bloat, farmer has to put a tube down their throat and have to belch up the gas. Okay? So There's a two, just not in the normal human kind of way, I guess, is what this person is saying. And if you missed this controversy, we talked about the Green Deal earlier and the desire to get rid of cows because of the gas. So I said cows tooting was the problem, and now some people are saying cows don't toot. So some say they do, some say they don't. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of the truth here. Help a brother out. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A texter, cows belch and burp. Very little tooting. Belching is from the fermentation, rumen. It's natural, normal, and beautiful, which allows cows to eat grass and other plants that we cannot. Now, this is from a real live veterinarian on the program here. Dr. Stoka, NDSU Extension Veterinarian. So I got to weight that heavy. Very little tooting, so it sounds like they may toot a little, but not much on the tooting, but a lot of belching and burping. Okay. Gosh, I'm learning a ton. I love our fine listeners. You can text other wonderful insights about tooting or anything else at 701-367-2054 today. 701-367-2054. Please excuse the interruption, sir, but how would a guy get into the wind farm industry? I worked for Verizon 7 years as a cell tower technician and have communication training and OSHA rescue training. Would I be a good candidate? I would think so. I would think so. When you say get into the wind farm industry, it doesn't sound like you want to build them. It sounds like you want to climb them. You want to maintain them. So I just go to one of the companies out there that that does that. Another texter says, good morning, Scott. I heard an acronym last week that I wish I'd thought of. From now on, AOC stands for Alexandria Occasional Cortex. Perfect. I don't think she's a big enough deal yet for the AOC thing, but Alexander Akasha Cortex is just kind of hard to say, so I do like to go that route. If possible. Someone here has suggested to get some British monarchs involved in the cattle issue, the Tudors. The Tudors, I don't even know what that means. Do I have time to get a call in here before the bottom of the hour break? We'll start anyway. We'll start here. What's on your mind?
Is it me?
It is, yes. What's on your mind?
Perfect. I've got a great idea for a show. I think at some point if you could get the pro-wind people and the people that are against wind on the same program, it would really be a good thing for the public to hear.
You're saying folks that are in the coal industry and folks that are in the wind industry together on the air to talk about one versus the other?
I think you've seen their...
We have them. Hang on a sec. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Okay, don't go away. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Going once. Going twice. Sold. 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 Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Negotiations involving lawmakers on a bipartisan conference committee seem to be stalling just days before another government shutdown could happen. Senior advisor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, says this comes as Democrats on that committee are trying to limit the number of beds in Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention centers, thereby limiting the number of people that ICE could detain.
No, it's true. And randomly choosing who should be caught and then released into the interior of the U.S. and who should remain there while their claims of asylum are being processed.
She says Dems have also been discussing only $2 billion for border security when President Trump has been requiring at least $5.7 billion. Teachers in Denver have hit the picket lines for the first time in 25 years, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's 28 before the top of the hour. Brought to you by our friends at Go Wireline today. They've been around since 2011. Formed by and founded by a team of nearly 200 years combined experience in the wireline industry. Five of their founders at Go Wireline have over 30 years of wireline experience in the Williston Basin. So they're North Dakota. They've been here, done that. And now in Williston, Dickinson locations, you call, they go. GoWireline.com to find out more. Okay, so before the break, we were chatting about a caller suggestion for a discussion between coal and wind. And I think I said you're talking about folks from the coal industry, folks from the wind industry, and have them on together. Is that what you're suggesting?
No, not at all. No, and that's what the wind industry would say, is that the only people that could be opposed to wind would be coal. That's not true. People that actually care about what happens to the economy in our state, taxpayers, ratepayers, the state budget. You know, you look at all of the impacts of wind industry. It isn't the coal people that are pushing back. It's everybody else that cares about what happens in the state of North Dakota. We're dealing with a fledgling industry here that's basically bulldozing their way through the state.
So what's the suggestion you had then? I got it wrong, obviously. So what are you suggesting?
Let's have a show with both sides on. You know, you say that we can call in, but when we call in, we don't have an opportunity to ask questions of the folks that you have on the show.
That's just not true. People call in and ask questions all the time on all the segments. So. That's just not true. Not at all. As long as you're respectful and, you know, have a legitimate question, that's fine. And by the way, just speaking of the whole coal wind thing, you know, I think, number one, I've always been for all of the above. So North Dakota's too small to say I want to pick this one but not that one and everything else. As long as it makes sense. And I was very skeptical on wind for a long time. For the following reason. Subsidies, right? Because to me, that's just, you know, if you're competing and benefiting from a subsidy, that's not a level playing field. And obviously the wind industry understood that they weren't going to be able to have their production tax credit anymore, and that's been phased out. Or isn't phased out yet. I think this is the last year or next year, I forget. But it's on the way to being, you know, they put themselves on a path and said we can make it without it. And then also the utilities. Now, the utilities, I think, obviously have benefited forever from coal, yet they recognize that there is a benefit on the wind side as well. The utilities say that. The people that send you a power bill. So, I think you're a little, you know, you're you're being a little more of a zealot on it than this, I think, fair in North Dakota, right? You got to look at the big picture. But to the extent that it has changed the competitive landscape for coal, I don't like that either. Because coal is that baseline energy we need that's affordable and reliable. So that's why we got to take the noose off the neck of coal, which I think Donald Trump has done in a big way, and say, look, that can't go away. That baseload energy cannot go away. We got to continue to realize the technology that has made it cleaner. So, a little final nuance there. Okay, sorry. Let's go to the next call here. Craig in, where are you at, Craig?
Down in the Zealand area.
Oh, in Zealand. Good old Zealand. Love it. What's on your mind today?
Well, you got half a mile of visibility here with the fog and the snow, so.
Do you really, huh?
Yeah. But anyhow, I'm here to say that cows do pass gas out the backside.
Is that right?
Due to a scientific experiment by myself back in the 80s, a cow was bent down reaching for feed and her tail come up, and you could hear a little gas coming out the back, and I thought, well, let's see if that's flammable. So I took a lighter and held it under her tail, and sure enough, I got a nice blue flame. That must be methane. Seems the hair right off.
You know, if you had filmed that, you'd be famous now. That'd be viral. It'd be everywhere on YouTube.
Oh, I'd probably be in jail.
Yeah.
Had to beat it out with my hands before my father come in and open the doors and air the place out so I didn't get in trouble.
Yeah, exactly so, right. Exactly right.
So there is definitely methane gas out the backside.
Methane gas out the backside. I love it. Okay, well, you know, I've got a lot of testimony today, and even from vets, you know, but on the methane releases here, but we're trying to get to the bottom of it, and it's great fun doing it. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it very much. Our best to everybody in Zealand today. Love Zealand.
They look pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. Jim in Detroit Lakes. Be careful out there. Visibility reduced, as you hear. Go ahead, Jim. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hello. You were talking about wind and coal and that. I believe it was in the last edition that I got of the Capital Research Day that the one of the first wind energy things that were set up 20 years ago, they closed their doors and quit about a month ago because the wind energy was too costly. The maintenance for keeping it up was too much money, so they just abandoned it. That was in the last edition of Capital Research, I believe I read that in.
Last edition of what, did you say?
Capital Research.
Capital Research, okay.
Yep. I get, every month I think they send a thing out. But that's where I saw it, I believe. I'm pretty sure it was. That's not what they had done that. So it got too expensive. The maintenance was too much, and it cost too much. They were still paying on the erection of the towers, and the maintenance got to be way more than the income was going to come, so they just sold it.
That's interesting. Well, whenever things get competitive and, you know, subsidies go away, you separate the wheat from the chaff a little bit, right? So you're going to sort some out, and some are going to make it, and some are not going to make it, you know? There's no doubt about it. And the deal is that, you know, if North Dakota said, we're going to unilaterally disarm, we're going to get out of this wind deal. We don't want it. Wind energy is not welcome here. In my mind, it's not going anywhere. And what you're going to do at that point is deprive North Dakota landowners of an option of deciding whether they want that income or not. All right?
Yeah.
And in my mind, if you know, and again, I don't like it, but there is a you know, a thumb on the scale for green energy. And, you know, that where you have these co-ops and XL Energy, and I mean, XL Energy is, I mean, they're all in on global warming, right? I mean, they're, you know, so this is the field you're playing in. That's why I'm just saying, okay, now it's time to take the shackles off coal, because there ought to be a level playing field, and there hasn't been. They've been, you know, the target, big red target on their back, under the Obama years, so I want that to change. We need baseload energy. We absolutely need it. Without it, we're toast. We can live without wind, but we can't live without coal, period. So,
yeah. And yeah. That's the way the free market system works. So.
Exactly right. Nice chatting with you, Jim.
You
take care.
You bet. Thank you.
Yep. You bet. Okay, let's see here. I got a boatload of text to get to and a few more calls as well. Lots of synergies in the energy arena if we have enough sense to take advantage of them. See, I like that idea. I like that idea. Rather than saying, you know, pick me, pick you, you know, let's win. No, you got to lose. Couldn't agree anymore. If the government should stay open during negotiations, shouldn't the teachers that wanted to also stay at work while they negotiate? Let me try this one more time. If the government, this is a texter, if the government should stay open during negotiations, shouldn't the teachers also stay at work while they negotiate? Yeah, I like that idea. Everybody should work. Much better off. Much more productive. Texter says, anytime there is the need to have a continuing resolution to keep the government running, Congress has not done their job. Instead of shutting down the government, all members of Congress should not get paid or be able to leave Washington until the government is fully funded. Congress needs to be held accountable on both sides of the aisle. We in the private sector that Congress is supposed to represent all have budgets. I am 100% in agreement with you. Back to the workforce question. Evidently, at one point I said that there were more job seekers than jobs. I didn't mean to. I was trying to say there were more jobs than job seekers, but thank you for the correction. What I meant, more jobs available than people looking for jobs. That's a problem in the workforce. Texture says, people need to want to stay here or want to move here. Cash incentives are short-term and are expensive. We all need to be more positive about why we love living here, not so aw shucks. Communities need to attract millennials. Every community is a little bit different. Then we need to focus on our welcoming attitude, being active. Midwestern shy and reserved and respectful can feel standoffish until they get to know us. Plus, we have our friend and relative circles, so need to open up our circles. Love all that. Love all of that. Couldn't agree anymore. And I do think, as far as the being positive part, we don't do that enough. We tend to find the things that are, you know, cold outside, or I'll do this better, I have to do that better, rather than just say, gosh, you know, living here, despite the fact that, you know, some people like the Four Seasons, some don't, I do, but, you know, even so, but this, the quality of the people, the quality of the opportunities, the lack of the bad stuff you find everywhere else, we need to embrace that. 100%. We really do. Okay, Gene in Brewery wants to weigh in on this methane gas situation. So yes or no on a cow tooting, first of all?
Yes, to a certain extent. But the guy that called in and said he had a blue flame behind a cow?
Yeah?
That would be a bunch of bovine scat, because back in the day, in the olden days, when we used to go to the outhouse and light a candle, everything was fine. The outhouse did not blow up.
No, I bet you didn't put it by a cow's rear end. You had a little distance there.
Pardon me?
You had a little distance
Pardon
there. He did it right by the cow's rear end, I'm saying. You know, that's a little different experiment than yours in the outhouse.
The candle happened to be right on the seat beside on the outhouse there.
Is that right? Well, did cows use the outhouse?
Nope, we didn't. Actually, Scott, it's horses that do more flattest than cattle do.
Is that right? Okay. Well, don't tell Miss Cortez. She would want to get rid of the horses, too, crying out loud. Gene, thank you. Oh, my goodness. The toot debate.
Hi, it's Scott Hinn. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Hey,
Matt, the pizza guy here. Ah, yes, it's the week of love. The time where we dig deep into our wallets, I mean hearts, and spend countless hours coming up with the perfect, seemingly spontaneous words of love to let her know how much she means to you. Well, this time around, say I love you by making a delicious dinner, a Pizza Corner pizza. Choose from Darling Deluxe, True Love Taco, Sentimental Supreme, or Cherished Chicken Bacon Ranch, and say I love you without saying a word. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner pizza.
Hey, Scott, there are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guide, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight. And the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains. June 15th through June 30th, this will be a seven-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you by our friends at High Plains Apache. Not only the home to the world's best sprayer, that's right, the world's best sprayer and best support for that sprayer, but also a great place to work. Right now they have some openings. If you go to jobs, highplainsapache.com, send an email, cover letter, and resume to this email, jobs@highplainsapache.com. Find out more, a field service tech in Mandan right now. Great pay, team environment benefits, the whole works. Highplainsapache.com, across from Culver's in Mandan, across from Walmart, south of Fargo, exit 60 off I-29 and Frontier, and online 24/7 at highplainsapache.com. All right, Jared Slimby is here from Great Plains Food Bank. They are one of the charities that you will have an opportunity to help on Giving Hearts Day later this week. Jared, how are you? Can you hear me, Jared? Daniel, he's not hearing me there, sir. Now, can you hear me, Jared?
I can hear you, Scott. Do you got me?
Okay. I do. I don't know what happened, but we're having one of those one of those days around here today, so it happens every now and then. Blame it on Monday. Exactly right.
There we go.
Okay, so anyway, Great Plains Food Bank, only food bank in the entire state of North Dakota, and you have partners, and you offer programs and services. Tell us a little bit about the outcome. What do you guys... You know, how much food are you distributing? How many people are helped? Give us a little run-through on the good you're doing.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me, Scott. You did a good job there kind of summarizing what we do, which is a lot. We got our 2018 numbers, and we supplied a record 15 million pounds of food in 2018 through a number of different ways. We supplied 213 partner food pantries throughout the state of North Dakota and in Clay County, Minnesota as well. Number of different programs. So basically we work as a supplier getting food assistance, out to those that need it, close to 100,000, individuals, every single year, just over 97,000, more accurately. And sadly, 36% of those are children. So, we work each day to get as much food out as we can to as many people. And, we're looking forward to hopefully having a good Giving Hearts Day here this week. It's exciting. It's finally Giving Hearts Day week.
You have a big time goal that is never, it's unprecedented this time around. Tell us a little bit about what you're hoping to do with this Giving Hearts Day.
Absolutely, and we have been using the term unprecedented, and we're hoping to supply, raise enough to supply 1 million meals on Thursday alone for Giving Hearts Day, which would account for, here at the Great Plains Food Bank, we're able to provide three meals for every dollar, so that would equate to $333.33. Raised that day would be able to supply us with 1 million meals. That we're lifting up our message this year has been hashtag 36%. I mentioned that equates to the percent of the individuals that we serve that are kids through a number of our different programs that lifts up childhood hunger. And if we're able to do that this Giving Hearts Day, would absolutely be fantastic. And it's an ambitious goal, and we're throwing everything we can to hopefully reach that. And if we're able to do that, it's just going to absolutely be fantastic that we're able to supply that much food to those that, you know, unfortunately otherwise might be going without.
Now, I don't think every day about a child being hungry in North Dakota, but this is a very real scenario, right? This is, I mean, the stats are there. There is childhood hunger, and it is here, correct?
Absolutely. And the numbers are quite mind-boggling. One in nine in the state of North Dakota is unsure where their next meal is coming from. 33,000 kids across the state of North Dakota qualify for and greatly rely on the free and reduced cost school lunch program. Our backpack program specifically continues to grow. Over 118,000 backpacks we supplied in 2018. So it's real, and it's continuing to be an issue that we're throwing a lot of momentum behind, a lot of interest, a lot of financial resources through our different programs, our backpack program, our youth summer meals program, school pantry programs that are actually putting out pantries inside schools, to help out food insecure individuals. You know, Scott, the reality is, you know, kids don't choose their circumstances, and they don't have a whole lot of control, and there's not a lot of food at home. If there's something that we can do to help offset that, to fill that void, we're happy to do that, and it's something that we're continuing to put a lot of attention, a lot of energy behind, and that's what we're trying to lift up this Giving Hearts Day.
All right. Well, I appreciate you sharing a little bit of the story, and we add you to the list of great worthy causes for Giving Hearts Day. Find them on the Giving Hearts Day website. Of course, your dollar is stretched and doubled and tripled sometimes with the help of various donors. So take advantage of the big day. Great Plains Food Bank. Thanks so much. Appreciate the time. Jared, nice to catch up with you.
Thank you. Likewise. Take care.
All right. Take care. Let's see here. Who has been waiting the longest? I guess it's Eric and Minot. Real quick, Eric, give me 20 seconds. Your best 20 seconds.
Well, I don't got 20 seconds.
You don't have 20 seconds? In other words, you couldn't get it done in 20 seconds? Or you don't have 20 seconds to meet the challenge. Darn, right there. Todd were here, he'd say, There's the jinx. A lot of great conversations started today, least of which was the cow flatulence issue. And I'm getting a lot of conflicting reports. We need a whole series on that and the workforce issue as well. We'll do it again tomorrow.
I'm Al Gustin. As producers, we deal with many things beyond our control. The weather, input costs, and volatile markets all create stress. That stress can take a toll on our well-being. If you're withdrawing from activities, losing sleep, or being irritable to those around you, don't go it alone. Visit with a friend, clergy member, or professional, or call First Link at 211 anytime for listening and support.
This message is brought to you by the members of the North Dakota Bankers Association and Beck Sports.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.